Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Term 2 Week 6 Staff Podcast. Just want to start with a big thank you for everybody that was directly involved or indirectly involved in the incident at lunchtime on Friday. Those sorts of events can be quite scary and certainly very confronting, particularly when there is a range of police involved and obviously paramedics as well. Thank you for those who kept calm and supported our students, both out on the oval but also back in the buildings. And I also appreciate a range of staff who just tried to get on and get their job done and as normal Friday afternoon and try and get some students into classes, etc., etc. There is obviously going to be some medium to long-term follow-up around the incident, and I'll keep you posted if there's anything that staff need to know about that. But thank you for everybody involved. But also want to go back to the EALD training that started off. A massive thank you to Jodie, Kate, and also the extended Aboriginal education team. A lot of planning went into that event, and over the next few weeks, there will be more planning as we train each Wednesday afternoon. I think the message that I gave at the end of the session was a little bit broken up due to some technical issues. So just want to reiterate, look, the data is compelling around our Aboriginal learners. They are well and truly behind when they come to us as Year 8 students, and in a couple of years when they come to us as Year 7 students. The issue is there is little to no growth during their time with us as well. So it's a double issue. They start behind and they continue to stay behind at a larger and larger gap from non-Aboriginal students. Hence, we need to be doing some things differently from this point forward, and certainly the training will help us understand some of the, certainly the data, but also some of the techniques to try and support these learners. So I thought Ethan's story was very strong, and I thank Kate for spending some time on that, and it's exactly what I would like us to be able to do for a select group of our Dana group students. Adding some smarter goals for Ethan is obviously the next step, and we would have a really succinct plan for him over the coming 12 months, and I'm looking to expand that during the student free days that are coming up and also into Term 3. Spend some time on actually having some sessions where Dana group teachers talk about particular students and some plans going on for them in the next 12 months. We have some homework to do as part of the EALD training, so we're expected to have completed eBook 1 over the coming week, and then we also need to have completed eBook 2 before 3:30 when we come together Wednesday afternoon and continue some discussions. So we'll meet in the same place as last week. Over the coming weeks, we're going to have a particular focus on student attendance and some data collection around student absences. It's going to be pushed through the sub-school, so please keep up to date with that information through Teams. Your sub-school leaders will be pushing you through that process. We really do need to keep on top of that data and try to get some of those learners of ours that are infrequent attenders and try and increase that even a slightly, because we do know that more time at school will certainly support them in their time with us. I also want to remind people that the school's going to go into a construction phase very, very shortly. So there are going to be some changes. I think the big one for our students will be the staff car parking. Arrangements will change, and please make sure all staff have their little disc or little card on view, because we'll be doing some inspections just to make sure that that is for staff car parking only. It looks like Centenary Oval car parking will become available. I'm in negotiations with the council at the moment to see how that will work out, but I'm confident that there will be medium to long term solution for those of us those students who bring a vehicle to school. And to finish off in the normal fashion, if two vegans get into a fight, is it still called a beef? A good question for the rest of the week. Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.